On a Tuesday, and very fortunately I have a special guest in the studio, Richard Finch, who has a marvelous guest house called Ekaya, which means at home, and I hope that you're right at home in the studio on this happy Tuesday afternoon.
Absolutely.
Because Ekaya is going to be the scene of a new reading circle, I believe, if my information is correct. Tell us about that.
Yes, I do quite a lot of reading. I was and still do occasionally teach literature, African literature, European literature. So I'm a lover of reading. I also work with teachers on developing children's reading. And I discovered that a lot of people, including myself, we like to sometimes share what we're reading. I have a lot of books in my guest house. And when a guest comes and picks up a book and starts reading it, I say, take it with you.
Wow.
Books are to be shared, and reading is to be encouraged.
And I believe, I was, funnily enough, I was listening to Helen Garner, who's a yoga instructress.
Who actually want to share their reading with others.
And we know
that publication, I mean, books are, you know, they're kind of the parameters of that. But what I am going to suggest through my own experience is that it could be very diverse.
That are traveling at the moment, probably on the highways and byways, heading home from work, wondering, I wonder if this is for me. I'd like to find out more. How do they go about that?
Right. Well, what they do is to contact me, Richard Finch, on my number, which is 0787-800-735. Which is also my WhatsApp group, and hope you might bring that up again in a subsequent program. It's next Wednesday, 5:30 to 6, and there'll be more reports about it. There'll be something in the courier on the events page. And I want to stress that, in fact, we will then probably make sure that we market in such a way so that people are not going to be tied to come. We don't even know whether it'll be twice monthly, once a month. There'll be a degree of frequency about it, of course, because there'll be a social element to it. And the time of that meeting is next Wednesday, the 8th of March at 5:30 for 6. But the group between them will determine, well, what is a good time? I didn't want to just pluck things out of the air. But I want to.
So this is kind of a steering committee.
It's a consultative group. Yeah,
a lovely idea. If you'd like to be part of that, but you couldn't, well, you can't write the number down while you're driving.
No.
But what we'll do is straight after this, we'll pop the interview up as a podcast that you'll be able to refer back to, because listening on demand is a big thing these days, like reading on demand. And all that information will be on the podcast, so you can go to our website or one of our apps, and it'll be there, along with a photograph of Richard, so that you can identify who you're dealing with. We look forward, I think, to a very healthy engagement, because this is good when people get together collaboratively to promote the written word, the arts. I think it's fabulous.
I've got a nice space, nice comfortable space, both indoor lounge, outdoor lapper. There'll be refreshments, and we can, yeah.
And what is the cost involved to be part of this thing?
It's free.
Wow.
What will happen, of course, is it may be that the group decide, well, next week we're all going to bring something to eat, okay? Or we'll all contribute something so we can have a glass of wine. Some groups rotate from different houses. I think it's good to have a kind of a permanent base. So mine would be a permanent base, but that isn't to say that on occasions we might go down to, what's that wonderful place I haven't been to yet, which is an Indian tea and cakes.
Oh, the Grand Exotic.
The Grand Exotic. Yeah, we might decide we're going to go down there.
See, you've got the options of doing all of those things, and so you should. How marvelous. You have, as you say, a fantastic base at Ekaya Guest House, and the opportunity to join the group and to put ideas on the table and bash it out until you've got something that is really exciting. Well, then, once that's established, I hope you'll come back and confirm exactly what the plans are and how more people can get involved and enjoy the experience of
storytelling,
sharing, collaborating.
We might have a group of children there one day and have storytellers in. And indeed, even some of the book group members, there's all sorts of hidden talent. You know, there might be someone who plays the guitar, somebody who's a good storyteller. So I wanted to have that kind of very eclectic
I love the idea, Richard. I think it's a winner, and more strength to you. We're right behind you.
Thank you.
You have a platform here. Just we'll stay in touch, and we will certainly put the word out right now. If you have just joined me or just tuned in, Richard Finch, my very special guest this afternoon from Ekaya Guesthouse. He's a man of letters and learning, and a love of literature and the spoken word and the written word. And he is now turning his attention to creating an opportunity for you to enjoy the same through this collaborative effort that's happening on Wednesday at Ekaya Guesthouse. Details to follow on our social media platform via our apps, Life and Style Radio, Life and Style. If you haven't got the app downloaded, it's free. Do that. Richard, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for inviting me.
I look forward to our next communication. It should be really fun. You're tuned to The Afternoon Show on 88, and here is Jungle Keeping Moving. It's got to do that. Keep breathing, keep moving. Otherwise, it catches you, you know.